Welcome, How Not to DM listeners. It's been a while since you've heard from me, and I hope you're all doing well. Let's get straight into the news. I've been thinking a lot, and I've been chatting with friends and family leading up to this decision. After almost 3 years of amazing guests from around the world, all these new friends I've made, the show, How Not to DM, is going on an indefinite hiatus. What does this mean? It means I'm no longer planning or releasing episodes. I'm not doing any new interviews right now. There's a variety of factors that led me to this decision, and it's not one that I made lightly. I'm not closing the door for good on the show, because circumstances could change in the future, but for now, that's kind of where things stand. I want to thank you all so much for the support over the years. You made the show much more than I could have by myself, and I hope you feel a sense of ownership over it as much as I do. I made some incredible memories, met amazing, inspiring people, and created friendships that I hope last a lifetime. However, it is not all bad news, as the end of How Not to DM is bringing forth some new, exciting opportunities for me. So I'm really excited to announce that I am going to be joining the Dungeon Masters block as a permanent host with my good friend, Neil. Say hello to the people, Neil.
It's me. You've heard me before. You've actually heard me twice before, where you got to hear me be more negative than I normally am on an episode talking about a very negative topic.
Yeah, if you're wondering what he's talking about, you can go check out that postmortem on the Wizards Content Creators Summit.
Yes, and there's actually some really interesting retrospectives that I've seen online of how did they do a year later. So have fun with that, everybody.
Neil and I have become really good friends, as you can tell, over the past few years. We kind of connected a couple years ago, and we've been talking, especially during this break where I haven't been releasing new episodes. And he and I kind of found out that we had been feeling similarly about our shows and about how things were going. We were kind of a little bit lonely, isolated, uninspired, etc., working on our own shows as kind of solo projects. So after putting our heads together, we settled on the solution that seemed, you know, really obvious in retrospect, but, you know, it took us a while to get there. But, yeah, Dungeon Masters Block is going to be a lot of fun to work on together, I think. It's going to be the breath of fresh air that we both needed to kind of keep our love for games and podcasting going.
So one of the things that we thought would be great is if I turned the tables, certainly, as kind of this indefinite hiatus, but what are some questions that I could think of? Turn it back on you, and in many very interesting ways, almost how to DM in that transition over to the Dungeon Masters block, which inevitably is a play on words of both a place that we can all come to hang out as Dungeon Masters, as often is difficult to have people that you can discuss things with, because like most of the people you play D&D with are the players, and there's just like a limit on the things that you can talk to them about. That's just true. Secondarily, it's always to inspire people to keep on dungeon mastering. That's one of our, you know, one of our key taglines there. And so that is to play on writer's block, dungeon master's block. Like, what is that thing that keeps inspiring you? So one of the things that like has always entertained me the most, and it may be something that we bring over, iterate on, but like what drew you and made you do Quickfire Chaos?
So that's like that's a great question.
That is so left, like, with everything about the format of the show, that thing, I just feel like a listener for the first time is like, what the heck is going on with this weird voice? And now Quickfire Chaos. So I've always wondered, like, what is the, what more about that?
Yeah, the genesis. So funny story. I've had more than a few listeners message me and say, I thought a new show was starting. Like, I checked my phone because I was like, is this, I don't remember putting this in my queue, or like, did I subscribe to this? Like, what is this? So it did kind of come out of left field. I didn't introduce it as well as maybe I could have. I think I put the bumper and then I was like, oh, and this is what it's going to be now. But yeah, the idea came from me finishing off my first season and wanting to kind of add some new things, make it a little bit more interesting, give it a couple of different looks. And actually, this came from kind of a brainstorm session with my friend Steve Mullis. Steve actually has done a ton of work on a bunch of NPR podcasts and stuff. So he had a ton of experience in producing and editing and that kind of thing. And he was kind of like the perfect person for me to talk to, having finished my season and like knowing what I knew at that point, but still knowing there was so much more that I could add to my show and so many things I could kind of do to make it better. So yeah, I just asked him for some frank feedback, and he said, you could do this, you could do that. He told me to, like, capture some white noise from the room before the show, and you know, like, put that as a track so that it kind of is in the background, so the cuts that I was making in editing don't sound like weird silence. So I started doing that. He suggested I do a little sneak peek of the next show at the end of each episode. Like, here's a quick clip from my next guest, so you know who it's going to be, you know, kind of drum up some excitement, which I really liked. But yeah, the other idea was, like, you should do some kind of, like, game in the middle to break it up. And I was like, you know, I was thinking about that, and you know, I have this idea and that idea. And he's like, oh yeah, do that one. Do that one where you're just, like, role-playing and it's, like, random dice rolls. So yeah, that's kind of where it came from. I like to think that it was the way for my listeners to, like, see and kind of experience what it would be like to play with the person I'm interviewing, right? You know, I can ask them a bunch of questions about running games, but at the end of the day, them showing off their skills is going to be the best way for you to kind of get a feel and be like, hey, I like this, you know, this style of this person. I should go check out their other work and see if I like it too. So yeah, that's where it came from. Shout out to Steve. You were a big help and a great mentor to me.
That's awesome. Yeah. There's a plus and minus. Yeah, listening to someone else do that solidifies one of two things. That's awesome and I should do it, or I really don't ever want to be that person, which is totally fine, because it always boils down to not every person, not every table remains the best table for you. Like, even a table that you start at may not be the table you should still be at 5 years later.
I think I had one person say they didn't want to do it, and that was before I had decided, ooh, I'm going to split it up to either role play or something else random to, like, show them flex their muscles.
No, which I also totally get. An inline thing. But one of the other questions that I wanted to ask was, and you started to allude to it, but it's a more specific, rather than Dungeon Master story, what is your podcast origin story?
So yeah, we were a year deep into the old pandemic, and I was trying to find some games to join or, like, something to do. My home group had been dead for, it would have been a year at that point, because, you know, we weren't meeting up in person. I had a group of folks who I play with that aren't really interested in online games. They just don't want to. And I get that. I was just trying to find a way that I could engage with the tabletop hobby. And so I thought to myself, I think it was January of 2021, I will make a blog, because, you know, 2021 is a great year to start a blog. And
always.
And I will create a Google Doc that's basically like a form, and I'm going to send it to people who run games. They're going to fill it out, so it's like an interview, and then I'm going to post it as a blog article, and people can come read about their favorite DMs and, like, learn from them, and, like, learn from their choices they make, but also the mistakes they make, and, like, you know, kind of improve your own game by learning from these people who I would interview. So yeah, I did it with a few different folks. I think the website is still up, because it was just a free one, but obviously I haven't touched it in 3 years. And then I reached out to a guy who was local to me here in Utah. He lives up in the town that I went to college in. And I said, hey, I noticed you run this podcast and you're local to me, so it'd be kind of cool to, like, ask you, because I'm just kind of, like, you know, slowly increasing my diameter of outreach, right? Like, I talked to all my friends locally, so now I gotta kind of expand to, like, people I don't know and get them to fill out this thing. So I reached out to him, and he runs a podcast called Knocked Prone. It's an actual play, and they're on their third season now. It's good stuff. But he said, why don't we just record this, and then you could do a transcript or something. And I was like, yeah, okay. Like, you know, how hard can it be? I found this free transcript thing that said it was 80%, you know, accurate or whatever. Like, I can go through and edit it, I guess. And then I did. We recorded the conversation. And then, like, immediately after I hung up with him, I was kind of like, all right, how hard is it to just, like, make a podcast? Because I've got this audio. Like, other than listening to it, what could I do with it? And I just literally, like, edited the whole thing myself and figured, like, got a little intro from my buddy Mason, who does some electronic dance music, and also he's, like, in a bunch of indie bands and stuff locally. And I was like, here, just, like, give me some throwaway track you're not going to use. And then I used that as my intro for my first season and started making a podcast. So that's how it worked. I didn't mean to at all. I wasn't like going into it being like, I'm going to make a podcast. It was just like, well, I guess I have recorded a conversation. Therefore, it is a podcast and started it. So
you
yeah.
stumbled your way. You're like, oh, my gosh, a podcast has formed around me. What has happened? I guess I'll just keep doing that. Yeah.
It's the exact term I've used is stumbled into it. Yeah. That's exactly how it felt.
Yeah. Just like suddenly in a room, we're like, oh, there's a podcast around me.
Get here. Yeah.
It's awesome. I mean, and yeah, if you look back at the number of guests and the people that you've connected to, and I think it's really important to look at the TTRPG community has its ups and its downs. It's places that don't feel inclusive or, I mean, and it's wild because I fit every mold that you would think. And I have definitely felt othered in certain scenarios. And I'm just like, that's absurd to me that this would happen. And then, but also it can be some of the most heartfelt, heartwarming, lifelong relationships that you can create as well. And surprise, surprise, it's because the entire thing is built on your imagination. So everybody, you know, it can go every which direction. But because of all the guests that you've had, the one question that I have for you is, what are some how not to DM takeaways that you feel like are just stuck with you? Because there's certainly some stuff after the years of doing Dungeon Master's Block that I know have like fundamentally changed me, certainly as a dungeon master and potentially just me as a person, of new ways to think about certain things. Because you're really talking about these luminaries in this field, if not just people that are just dwarf the amount of dungeon mastering I've personally done in certain aspects that you, like I said, you just take away and you hold on to, and you know that they hit that one conversation for you as the interviewer has basically changed the way you view the world.
That's a great question. I think that the majority of issues people have at their table, in fact, I'm gonna go out on a limb here and I'm gonna say 99% of table problems boil down to a lack of or a hiccup in communication. So the thing that stuck out to me most, like seeing the patterns that I see, I'm a data analyst by day. Like that's my day job. And so I love looking for patterns, and I think I'm pretty good at that kind of thing. Collating all of this information that I have collected over these last 3 years, all of these mistakes people are telling me they've made, you know, there's a lot of like common ones like railroading or like, you know, not kind of doing some kind of session zero before you start the game and running into problems or, you know, whatever it might be. I feel like all of it always boils down to, okay, did you communicate clearly with your players? Did they communicate clearly with you? Was everybody on the same page? And if not, then okay, obviously that's why whatever went wrong, right? So, yeah, to me, I feel like that's kind of the biggest lesson I've learned. I feel like I've been, you know, a pretty good communicator from the get-go as a DM. But I think listening to all of these other people tell me about the times that went wrong and why has really just doubly reinforced that in my mind as the most important thing to the success of any group.
And that is a thing that can change your life because it ultimately boils down to almost every relationship you have. And I say, I use that yes. word. I like to use that word as a very encompassing word. The word relationship is not, it doesn't have to mean a lot. It just, everyone has a relationship with everyone else. Is it that you just passed them by one day and never saw them again? That is the entirety of your relationship with that person. Is it that it is the person you have chosen to spend the rest of your life with? That is your relationship with that person. And ultimately, if you are not communicating well, you will have problems.
I think it's advice for life and not just for tabletop games, but it is very useful for tabletop games as well.
Yeah. Check in with your players. And that's the joy of home games. You don't have to make it work for everybody. You just have to make it work for the people at your table. But that's it. Okay. Those are my questions. I feel like they got deeper into the mind. A fun one. a funny one, and definitely like a poignant takeaway. Like you said, data analysts saw it all, and it ultimately just boils down to better communication.
I appreciate you putting some thought and effort into those questions. I think they were good. When I started the show, I set out to learn as much as possible from all of my favorite DMs out in the world. And I feel like even though there were a few white whales on the list I never got to, I feel like I've really accomplished my goal. And that was to learn as much as possible and you know, let the rest of the world in on those awesome DM secrets. You know, it's always sad to end something that you've put a lot of time and effort into. But I feel like the best news of all is that I still get to chat with a lot of cool people over on Dungeon Master's Block. And you and I are going to make some really cool stuff here in the future, too.
I'm happy to hunt white whales and take them down. So hey, I've got a few on the list. Let's go.
I'm sure there's some overlap. I hope everyone's listening, you'll join us over on Dungeon Master's Block soon if you're not already a listener. And any and all support you can show Neil and I would be amazing, like following the show and following the Dungeon Master's Block social accounts, leaving reviews, etc. I'll throw all that stuff in the links in the episode notes so that you can go check that out now if you haven't already. And on a final note, I know a lot of you have been reaching out to me asking me about JR and his family, JR, my editor. So his family is doing very well. The baby is healthy. Mom and baby are both doing great. So he's slowly catching up on his workload and things are more normal. On that note, if you ever need any kind of podcast editing or YouTube editing or short form editing like Reels, TikToks, YouTube Shorts, hit me up and I will get you in touch with him. They have great rates and he does really good work. I will be keeping all of my social media accounts up for the meantime, so you can hear my random ramblings over on, you know, the platform formerly known as Twitter, or on Instagram or TikTok, or the newer ones that I am not as active on but should be active on, Threads, Blue Sky, etc. Yeah, it's been an incredible run, and I want to thank all of you for sticking around this whole time. And if you're a day one listener, congratulations, you just completed the quest. You 100% of this thing, so hit me up if you did, and I'll say thank you. Anyway, I look forward to chatting more with all of you over on Dungeon Master's Block. That's it. Thanks for listening. Love you all. And for the last time, roll some nat 20s for me.